Of 18 besieged locations in Syria, 12 have now received aid since a fragile truce was declared at the end of February. In four places, Madaya, Zabadani, Kafraya and Foa, UN humanitarian coordinator Jan Egeland told journalists that relief convoys were delivering as we speak. But that leaves six besieged zones that still can't be accessed, along with many more so-called hard-to-reach places. Describing the situation in Deraya, south of Damascus, as very, very dire, Egeland said that the UN humanitarian task force he heads had requested permission from the Syrian government to reach more than a million people.
Civilians need help. We can give them the help. It is in violation of international law to prevent us from going.
Meanwhile, talks over Syria's future entered their fourth day in Geneva, with the UN Staffan de Mistura set to continue discussions over political transition with the main opposition group, the High Negotiations Committee, later on Thursday. On Wednesday, the UN Special Envoy also sat down with a new delegation of opponents to the Syrian government, the so-called Moscow-Cairo group. It described its stance as more moderate than the HNC, which has called for the departure of President Bashar al-Assad. Daniel Johnson, United Nations, Geneva.